Well, first of all, Ariel Sharon is a monster and a bloody butcher responsible for multiple massacres, including Sabra and Shatila in southern Lebanon. So I don't really, you know, have a lot of respect for the man to begin with. So he is not a Palestinian refugee. He's not Palestinian. He has no right to deny right of return. Neither does President Bush, who also denied, who publicly stated that the Palestinians do not have the right of return. He's the first president to do so. So the right of return is, it's talking about 5.5-6 million people across the world. It's the largest refugee population in the world. Many of them are in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Syria, in the border states. Many of them are here in the United States. So what you have is this population that keeps growing as they have, as time passes, those refugees become more and more, and they have no status. They have no rights. They have the keys to their homes. You know, they want to go back to their villages. And under international law, they have that right. Every war refugee has the right to come back to their home. And by denying them that, basically, Israel is scared of what is called the demographic problem. If you have 6 million people coming back into your borders, it loses the Jewish majority. It loses the Jewish character of its state. And that's very obviously very scary to, and very threatening to the Zionist project. And it does not establish that hegemony in the Middle East. It would not establish, it would not maintain that military power, that military threat to the rest of the Middle East, if the, you know, majority Muslim Palestinians come back and tip that balance. So that's why Sharon is, you know, unequivocally saying no right of return. The media doesn't want to play it up because it's not on, it's not just, it's not right. They can't really explain why it's morally right for us to deny the right of return to all these refugees, which is afforded to every other refugee under law.